Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Welcome to this week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullet. Sitting next to me on the couch is your other host, my beautiful husband, Chris Mullet.
I have just such a wave of relief over my entire being and body for many reasons. A proactive day, organizing and cleaning our house in preparation for a yard sale. An active and eventful weekend that is coming to an end as this is Sunday. August 15th.
August. Perhaps no August.
September. but perhaps no greater ease is on my head and heart than the fact that we have finally finished the Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings / Hobbit movies. And I will conceivably never have to watch them ever again. So that's how I'm doing. How are you doing? Are you just going to sit here and just fucking chop onions, Babs?
I'm
fine. Am I just talking to my fucking self? Are you even here?
You were like soliloquying.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Sure. I am sad to see it come to an end. I enjoyed the time spent together.
We could have spent... I enjoyed the time that we spend playing Skippo and me beating you by 500
points.
Oh, shut
the fuck up. I knew you were going to go there.
I got to bring it up. Look.
Yeah, okay.
It's summarizing the weekend. Because what we do here on Married Movies... We're married. We own a lot of movies. We talk about both those concepts, both in a movie review and both in a recap of our wonderful life spent together, which this weekend was spent playing games, playing a game, and Samantha being petty and trying her best.
Can you stop touching me while we're doing this show?
To just
be, I'll go
just
to the other side of the fucking couch.
Win more than one hand of the game Skippo from the makers of Uno. And she just, God darn it, she couldn't do it.
Ooh.
Sneezed on it. So you know that everything I just said was 1,000% true. That's disgusting. So yeah, so we're recording this right before we're going to air it. It's been one of those weeks. One of those weeks where it's like...
We just couldn't gather the gumption.
Yeah, one of us had something going on where it's like, I just don't want to either sit and watch this movie or sit and talk about this movie. Well, we watched this on the 12th, which was Thursday. Okay, yeah. So then, like, we had a lot of time. We, you know, no dilly-dallying in between. But yeah, there was a bit of a lag from our last episode to this episode into what we've been doing.
Just so, because of that. So, sorry about it, but this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Well, we haven't talked about it yet on the show. What you watching? We went to the theater and saw a movie.
We did?
We did, yeah. We went and saw.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Beetlejuice in 40X.
Julian's, I thought we already talked about that.
40X experience. No, because that was last weekend and we haven't recorded since.
Got it.
We had a very action-packed last weekend, so we're recovering from that as well.
Yeah.
We went to Universal Studios and Islands
of
Adventure.
For Jillian's first time.
For Jillian's first time, and it had an absolute ball. We'll talk about that more over the coming weeks as we have passes to go several times. But, yes, the day before that, we went in 40X and saw Beetlejuice. It was probably my least favorite 40X experience. It didn't need to be 40X at all.
It didn't need to be 40X.
It didn't necessitate it, you know. It didn't have anything particularly, you know, memorable from it. The movie itself was a memorable experience. I mean, going to the theaters and seeing a Beetlejuice movie by Tim Burton, still with Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara is special enough. But going with, you know, your family, your wife, who's come to love it with you as well. And your daughter, who also loves it.
I hate it.
There's a lot of people talking a lot of different things about the movie. Obviously, it's been a huge box office smash.
But yeah, look, it was a good time. We had a good time.
it was, for me, everything I expected it to be.
We didn't need it to be more than what it was.
I think it had a buttload of flaws. 1,000% did.
So did the first one.
Less than.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But I still was able to experience a Beetlejuice movie that, at the end of the day, was genuine, I feel like. Yeah. It wasn't a money grab, and it had the original people involved in it. There is something that happens in the movie that I cannot spoil that was one of the best movie-going
experiences. Yeah, I think that's why I forgot that we... I had hoped that we had already talked about this.
Samantha had the inverse reaction to it because it is a very, very long-standing inside joke between Samantha and I.
Jillian
is very much pick up the ball and run with it based on my love of it and Samantha's hate for it.
So you know, I don't hate it. I didn't hate it. I hate it now.
Yeah, no.
Because of like what you've done.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I even please.
Great.
So that I literally had for about 10 minutes in the movie.
And if you know, you know.
Tears streaming down my face.
Me too.
In laughter and emotion.
Mine was emotion.
And it was, honestly, it might never be topped. So that alone makes it something.
So glad.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun that I'm glad happened. And, you know, we'll do it on the show here probably sometime in the next year. Because we've done the original. Yep. So it'll be wrapped up. It'll be wrapped up before you know it.
Wrapped up.
Which is what we're technically doing next week. Because we had already, we'd drawn the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies months ago. I think we've only had two. This was what we drew after Top Gun Maverick. So I think we've literally only hit the random list twice in the past, like, year.
Yeah.
And we bought the animated Lord of the Rings movie since then. So we'll be doing that next week with Jillian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To just make sure we have a bow on that. You know, any Lord of the Rings connected issue is finalized. But we've put the kibosh on...
Kibosh? It's kibosh.
I've always heard it both ways. On the Hobbit film franchise with the Battle of the Five Armies. Smith, you've never seen this before, correct?
No, I haven't.
And obviously, as it's been established, I had not as well. So now I will read the package. The epic conclusion to the Hobbit trilogy. The defining chapter of the Middle-earth saga. Thorin Oakenshield and the dwarves of Erebor have reclaimed the vast wealth of their homeland, but now face the consequences of having unleashed the terrifying dragon Smaug upon Lake Town. Meanwhile, Sauron, the Dark Lord, has sent forth legions of orcs to attack the Lonely Mountain, and Bilbo Baggins finds himself fighting for his life as five great armies go to war. As darkness converges, the races of dwarves, elves, and men must decide, unite or be destroyed.
Okay, that's one.
Fucking movies have put me in such a fucking hole, both metaphorically and in actuality from this goddamn reading challenge. What's the score already?
Five for you and one for me.
Fucking nominating some ow.
I love this.
Shit or something.
I love this for me.
All right.
For who? For you to read? Okay.
The time in, I'll rig the schedule. All right, so we got to give it a score first. So, Samantha, what is your score? Well, real quick, let's recap all of our scores for all the Hobbit movies, please.
Okay, one second.
And all the Lord of the Rings movies.
Okay, so...
Fellowship of the Ring.
Fellowship of the Ring.
For me and you.
Let me see. That's the Two Towers. So, the Fellowship of the Ring was a 9 for you, a 10 for me.
Okay.
Two Towers was a 4 for you and an 8 for me.
Okay, Return of the King.
Was a 9 for you, a 9.5 for me.
Okay, Unexpected Journey.
3 for you, a 6 for me.
Mm-hmm. And Desolation of Smaug.
4 for you, 7.5 for me.
Okay, so please give the Battle of the Five Armies your initial score.
Okay, so my initial score, hang on, 10, 8, 9, 6. I'm actually going to give this one, I'm trying to think if I liked this more than the last one. I'm going to give this one a 7.5 as well.
Oh, okay, wonderful. I'm giving it a 2.5.
Oh, wow.
I think this is the worst Lord of the Rings movie by far of any of them that we've seen.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I wanted to be sure I knew. I've never been so relieved for something to be over, possibly in my entire life.
Okay. Okay.
Like.
But, like, this movie in particular or the entirety?
The because entirety I think it of has... it in this movie did not help it at all.
Okay.
Because this is just, and this is the shortest one of any of them that we watched. Mm-hmm. And it felt just as fucking long. And I think the reason why is because of how it raises the stake. Sorry, that's the wrong phrasing. Because it like doubles down on the tedium. It's just some of the most dreadfully boring things I've ever seen. This movie was almost, to me, exactly like The Matrix Revolutions.
Okay.
In that, it's that third movie. It's supposed to be this grand epic conclusion. And they have nothing else for it except this really, really long, protracted fucking action sequence. Like, literally, the battle starts an hour into the movie. Yeah. And that's all the rest of the fucking movie is. It's just this five-army battle, and you can't tell who's on what side, what the fuck's happening. You don't know. I could not follow this to save my life. Because it wasn't like there was any sort of dialogue or anything happening that made me understand like where the stakes were and what was happening in beyond the few characters we've actually spent the time and invested in the previous 2/5 films.
Mm-hmm.
It had no emotional resonance compared to Return of the King.
That's a really
at
fair
all.
Point. That's a fair point.
We have characters that literally we've been with the entire time dying, and I was just like, good, kill him.
Oh, yeah, you weren't fans of Philly and Killy from the beginning.
No, because Killy's just the pretty dwarf who has, like, one of the worst cinematic love triangles of all time.
I would agree. It was very forced and...
Forced and worthless.
Part of that is because... It didn't exist in the book.
Yeah. It was just a studio fucking note. Like, they did it
to do it, yeah, and I don't think that was
And then good. The other one that you had no discerning characteristics or qualities for, except that his closest brother's name rhymed. That was it. What the fuck did I care about Dilly?
No.
He's not... Is it Dilly? Silly?
Philly.
Willie? Philly? Billy?
Millie.
Millie Bobby Brown died in this movie? Just how sad for her. It was... So you gave this a 7.5, okay. Which that is an above average score. So tell me why I'm wrong, or tell me why that's your score.
Well, maybe it's a recency thing, because thinking back to that, you're not wrong. But I really liked the ending from where, like, Gandalf's just sitting, smoking his pipe, fumbling with it. And then Bilbo says his goodbyes to the dwarves. And then...
Which was like a 30-45 second scene that you couldn't care less.
Well, I'm not done
Sorry.
Speaking. But I'm not done speaking. Thank you so much, Mr. President. So I really liked that part. And then Gandalf, you know, letting on that he knows about the ring. And then Bilbo comes back. They're auctioning off all of his stuff. And he's just... there with his handkerchief, and then 60 years later, we get the intro to the most epic part of the story, right?
Yeah, I would just want to watch the original.
I really liked that ending, and I think maybe that may have inadvertently made me forget about all the things that you said before.
I appreciated the ending because of how short it was.
Well, I liked the ending. I liked also the part where Bard kills Smaug. Okay. I liked that part.
All right, so let's talk about the beginning of the movie.
Oh, huh? God, okay. I guess I'm alone in that.
If you're going to have a trilogy and you're going to have your second movie be this like big setup for your third movie, like climactic, like, oh, man, just wait. Like, don't have the most interesting part of the movie be, like, the immediate aftermath of that. and then it's over, and then you're just, it doesn't matter for the next, like, 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, if they had elongated Smaug.
Just have that be the end of Smaug.
Yeah.
Like, you can still have that moment of, like unknown and, like, doom and gloom, because Smaug has still wiped out Lake Town, but you've still, like, you still thwarted him, and then it's like, what are we left with? What are we going to do? And then, like, Thorin can be, like, a shitty little smile, like, hey, I'm a piece of shit. And that's, like, your setup to the next movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it literally just jumps right back into it. Like, there's no happy medium. Either they have to go back and rehash it, or they just pick it right the fuck back up, like, previously on the Lord of the Rings show.
That show is probably sick, though.
And then he gets killed right away. Like, the most interesting part of the previous movie gets killed right away, even before the fucking title card.
Yeah.
It didn't help that it was also filled with horrible visual effects, awful facial expressions and reactions from people. I hated the opening of the movie.
I also didn't really like the... It's hard for me to also talk about some of the things I didn't like without getting into performances.
Which we're going to have to wait on.
I know. Yeah, I think some of the introductions of the other, like the other dwarf army and stuff like that.
Oh, you mean Dane? We have a Bane and a Dane?
And then
where's Sami Zayn?
And then
or David Wayne?
The elves with Thranduil, and he badass, and then sees the destruction of his elves and is just peacing out.
Are these things you like about the movie? I can't tell.
Yeah, I was just saying. Yeah, I liked that. Compared to how he was portrayed in the previous movie, in my opinion, I thought he brought it in this one with the action and stuff like that. I think the action in this was better than any of the other ones.
Of the other Hobbit movies, yes.
Yeah, the Hobbits, yes.
But compared to the big battle scenes in the original trilogy?
No, not like Helm's Deep or anything like that.
No, absolutely not. No, because, like, it's all, they're trying to replicate it so bad, and it's, like I said, it's all just muddied. Like, you can't tell one way or another who's winning or who's good and who's bad. Like, I feel like there's just these epic shades of gray that immediately make me disinterested in the story. Just, like, all of the, like, uninteresting dealings of Thorin being jealous and all and the lake towners and the elves wanting stuff.
Into,
like,
the dragon and getting the dragon sickness. I don't think they did a good job of explaining that that's what all dwarves suffer from. And, like, for these other dwarves to be immune to it, it's, I get it, but it's supposed to be that, like, all dwarves have a touch of it, which is why they hide in the mountains and their holes.
Not enough holes.
Yeah.
Duh. I just went, the one thing I can also appreciate about this movie is the fact that the stakes end up being higher at the end. Like, the original movie, everybody's got this cloak of plot armor that I felt like was indiscernible from one character to another. For this, obviously there's plot armor because you know who survives, you know, and is a part of the story at the next point. But there's also characters that you don't see in the following trilogy, if you don't know that you know one way or another. So for Thorin to actually die, and for, like, two of the other people on the, for lack of a better term, fellowship to, you know,
they're the company. The company,
yes. Like, to actually die. I'm like, okay, good. Like, at least something interesting is happening. Imagine what would happen if you were made to care about those characters throughout the franchise, throughout this movie.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really fair
point. Like, by the time Killy died, I was like, okay, just keep killing him. Like, I don't care. Like, as long as the old dude doesn't die, you know, then I'm fine with it, you know? Did you have a least favorite scene in the movie?
I didn't like anything with Alfred in it.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
I just didn't, I didn't like the storyline. I didn't think it was, any of it was necessary.
One of, I think, an honest to God, worst characters ever in not just a big blockbuster franchise,
yeah,
but like movies in general. Like, I made sure to look it up afterwards and be like, am I just making a mountain out of a molehill with this? And I'm not. People are like, this is the Jar Jar Binks of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, this is a character that's not in the original text.
Nope.
That they created for the movie. Okay, fine. If you want to throw away seventh tier villain character in the movie for a couple lines, like we were bitching about in the last movie, that we made him the LVP, it's like, okay, he is. They just keep going back to him doing things. Why didn't he just die with the other villains that get smashed in Smaug's destruction?
Who knows?
And then he just doesn't stop talking or being involved. He never gets a moment of redemption. He's constantly relied upon to do things. And then in this, he gets fucking away.
He gets away.
He's the LVP of the movie, right? Like, that's saying something.
Absolutely. Although, on the other Richard Armitage, I hated his performance this time.
Hated it even more.
I hated it. And it was just because he didn't really take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what I wanted. I wanted him to take it to the next level. I wanted it to be like, yo, this dude has dragon sickness.
In Fellowship of the Ring, there is a definitive change in Sean Bean's character as Boromir from when he is part of the company and then being enchanted by the power ring. In the ring, right?
Yeah.
And immediately you have this redemption moment once, you know, he realizes his problem and he sacrificed and all this thing. I thought that the difference between Thorin and Alfred in terms of LVP and MVP, in terms of LVP, because they were the LVPs of the previous two movies, and it was a head-to-head showdown for them in this, too, was Thorin's, like, death scene at least had a little bit to it where, like, he expressed enough to me of that Boromir sadness of, like, you know, it is what it is, you know, some sorrow and regrets as to how it happened and tried to redeem himself for that. But the scene in question that I was talking about that I thought was absolutely awful was, like, when he's, like, hearing voices in his head, like he's Randy fucking Orton, and everything, like, it, you know, that whole scene just sucks, like, everything he's done. And he's, like, imagine himself, like, drowning and slipping in this liquid gold. And then he just, like, runs out like he's been redeemed, like fucking nothing's happened.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what?
Yeah.
He really drags the entire franchise down.
He does.
And he is still not as fucking obnoxious and annoying as fucking Alfred is in this movie.
And they didn't need to make him dress in drag. They didn't need to go there.
No, like, they honestly were like, do we need to have some levity? Well, people will probably get a kick out of it because it'll be worth it when he gets, like, you know, blit ablaze. And then they fucking cut it. It's after watch the extended, which I won't do. I'll just find the scene online and watch that fucking guy die. That's what I'm going to do as soon as we're done recording. So I just want to see him die.
Yeah, I think that's a good call.
I also realized why Thorin bothered me so much. He looks like he's John Travolta in Battlefield Earth.
It's honestly, he does, yeah. No, yeah, oh my God, okay.
Just from an aesthetic aspect, like he never like
was able to. I would like to revise my score.
Well, we're not there yet.
No, just based on that sentence.
Keep hold it in your head, and then we'll revisit it at the end of the movie. Right. So we're already, we just skipped it, but we'll just go to MVP and LVP now. The other people I had for LVP, because I had two other ones, but it's impossible to beat those two in this movie. I didn't like the character of Dane, which was supposed to be like another elf brother coming out of nowhere.
No, dwarf brother, he's a dwarf.
Dwarf brother, sorry, what did I say, elf brother?
Yeah.
Hey, elf brother!
He's a cousin.
Are they cousins?
They cousins.
Like, when that character shows up, it's already, like, you're already going to have to jump over some hurdles because, like, I don't need to deal with another one of you. And then it's Billy Connolly doing the voice, and he just has the biggest Scottish accent ever.
And he
just sounds like fucking Shrek!
And he was riding on a pig.
Yeah, like, you want me to take this seriously? Don't make that decision.
Well, but he's a dwarf. What did you want him to ride on? They can't ride horses.
The other person was Evangeline Lilly, because I thought that every single time she spoke and every single facial expression she made was either disingenuous or she just stunk. I thought she was glaringly.
Did you ever watch Lost?
No.
Okay, so
that's just Evangeline Lilly?
I believe that to be true.
I don't think she's, like, bad. I literally didn't write her name. I just wrote Wasp.
I liked her better in the second movie. of this. Here, I think she had more to do, and I don't think she could do it. She looked sad. Like, she was supposed to be sad when Dwarf Lover died, but she just looked constipated.
Dwarf Lover. Sorry. I love that. I love that dating app, Dwarf Lover.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so that's LVP. I want to go back before we do MVP. We just jumped all about other scenes that I liked or did not like, or other things around. It can't be overstated, in my opinion, how this is the most recent one of these movies. That's true. I think it's the worst looking one.
It does not look great. I mean, there are some things that are well done, but not. I liked the scene. I thought the scene where Legolas was fighting, and there was the, like, that tower, and he, like, knocked down the tower, fighting the orc son and stuff. I thought that looked good, that whole scene, when he, like, ran out of the arrows and stuff.
I cannot comment on that scene until it's during my rant period.
Thank you very much. Okay. I'm just saying, I thought that looked good.
I'm glad you think that.
Okay. And then,
I didn't hate Thorin and Azog's final, like, fucking forever battle. I was like, that's how he fucking kills him? He just, like, slips under the ice and drowns? And of course he comes back and they both kill each
other. Stabs him in the foot, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to mention was, like, at one point there also doesn't feel like there's any rules as to, like, who can do what. Like, Galadriel just shows up to save Gandalf.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, out of fucking nowhere.
And she was carrying him like a fucking, like, little, like, ragdoll kind of shit. I thought that was the most bizarre-looking thing ever.
It was very bizarre.
It looked terrible.
It was nice to see Saruman, like, fucking shit up, at least, you know, different than before. I'm glad nobody checked in on him on 60 years when he's just like, I'm going to follow up on the Sauron situation. And he ended up being, whatever. I'm going to have three separate rants. So,
all right, so let's get to them.
Let's do MVP. Who's your MVP of the movie? I don't have it as Martin Freeman because he's honestly not hardly in the fucking movie.
I know. He's not in it as much.
He's woefully underused in the final movie of the Hobbit franchise.
But I did love his scenes. I love, like, just the emotion of you're welcome anytime, like, at the end. Oh, like, he was my friend. Like,
he's still good. He's still on my list. He's
still.
But he's not my
wonderful.
Vote. He's not my vote.
He does just a great job. Let me see what else this list looks like here.
I mean, I'll tell you mine. It's the other person I had last
week. In terms of who's doing what.
I got Luke Evans as Bard.
I thought he did a really good job here in this one with killing Smaug and then.
He's a badass. I've said it until I'm blue in the face. Why the fuck was he not Thorin Oakenshield?
He
would have been an amazing Thorin Oakenshield.
Just the aura. Just the aura alone.
Like, the way that he was, like, I felt like he was just channeling Viggo. And, like, as a leader, like, they were, like, leaving Lake Town and going to the mountains. And, like, as much as I didn't like that opening scene, because just from a storytelling perspective, from the second to the third one, how they did it, I thought he was great in that scene. Yeah. And I think he was great throughout. He would be my vote. I literally have nobody else. Because I don't think Gandalf does enough. I don't think, you know, I like that other dwarf, but he doesn't do enough. Like, I got nobody. Unless you can convince me it's somebody else, I got nothing.
No, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure that's probably it.
Yeah. So, all right, so Luke Evans is the MVP of Battle of the Five Armies, and Ryan Gage joins our two-time LVP list. I think he might be the second back-to-back LVP besides David Spade. In Married Movies History, I'm looking at the list here quickly, and I think everyone else at least had to like wait to earn theirs, or at least for the same role. The husband from Happy Death Day is another one. But those weren't back to back. Those were split up over a couple of years at least. Richard Armitage doesn't count. He got the other one for Ocean's 8. So yeah, so happy multi-time LVP there to Ryan Gage. All right, Samantha, what's your dumb question of the week?
Oh, my dumb question of the week. That's great. That's right. I forgot I had one of those that was coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of, like, creatures in this, right?
Mm-hmm. I also might not be able to comment on this one of my second rants, but go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I might just bleed in.
Great. So there were a lot of creatures in this. There mm-hmm. were, like, those big giant bats, and there were orcs, there were mm-hmm. trolls, there mm-hmm. were goblins, there were, well, dwarves, elves, everything. There were the wereworms.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you're missing a big one. You're missing wereworms!
Yeah, so all that to say, how do you think how big do you think wereworm babies are when they're born? Because you know, like how some ever animals, like pandas, this,
you have risen to the occasion.
Well, because you know how big pandas are, right? Pandas are so big, but when their babies are born, their babies are like as big as my hand. They're very small, tiny little babies. So, do you think the wereworms are born that big, or do they grow to be that big?
Number one, wereworm babies. Number two, what?
I couldn't really think of it. I forgot I had to make up a stupid question, and I couldn't think of anything.
I think wereworm babies are probably, well, those wereworms were pretty sizable, you know, right?
Like, they were like sandworm size.
Yeah, they were sandworms, and you hate them, right? I hate them myself. They're probably the size of like an anaconda.
When they're born?
When they're born. Yeah. It just keeps coming. It's like a magician. Are they
are wereworms mammals? Or do they lay eggs? What do you think?
The only note I have about wereworms are wereworms. Fuck off. Like, you're gonna wait six movies before you bust out wereworms?
That's how the orcs moved through the sunlight, you know?
Fucking ridiculous. So that was gonna be one of my two rants.
You could keep going if you need to.
No. I think I covered it. It's fine. Actually, I had three rants. This is just the mini one. Why the fuck? Bilbo, just leave. Like, I know it's not your thing, man, but, like, you did your job. You were a burglar. You burgled.
Like, get the fuck out.
Don't go home. Especially because we come back, it's been a year.
Yeah, 13 months.
God, it's ridiculous. All right, but my actual rant. I put up with a lot of shit.
I know you did.
Throughout this franchise.
You have.
Like,
you,
I have been a you have fucking
been a trooper.
Trooper.
A trooper.
And we are so close to being done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But this movie decides to, in all the fantasy and all the nonsense,
mm-hmm.
my breaking point is when a bridge or any kind of concrete passage is falling apart.
Yes.
Gravity is still in effect.
Yeah.
From all I can tell in this universe. So how the fuck... Legolas.
Elves are Legolas.
Going to use. Don't you interrupt me, Mr. President. These stones that are falling downwards for upward momentum as stairs. Not just two, not just three, not four. He literally jumped and walked on at least a dozen and a half of these fucking rocks to save himself. To save the day, kill the brother, to kill the son, to kill the cousin, kill the nephew, kill whoever Ray Bork is.
You know who you just sounded like?
The Swedish chef. Bork, I did.
No.
Who?
When you were saying all that, you just sounded like how you sound when you do that Quentin Tarantino.
Fuck you, I hear it now too. Shut up. I couldn't fucking handle it anymore.
Call your boys.
Like, I was like, no.
Elves are light on their feet. So I don't know if you remember from The Lord of the Rings, when they were going through, like, the snow, all of them were in the snow. It's, you know, they're all in it. Legolas is on top of the snow because he's so light on his feet. So elves are light on their feet. That's why he was able to do that. Because, yeah, gravity's a thing, but he beats gravity because he's an elf.
He's
the elf. He's the Prince of Elves.
The Fridge hated that.
No, the Fridge agrees.
The little scene where, like, Legolas is telling Thandral, who is his dad, right?
Yeah, that's his dad.
That, like, he's, like, not coming back. That was one of the most random, worst scenes in a movie I think I've ever seen as well.
Really?
Because just, like, I'm just leaving. I can't come back, you know, because everything that's happened. And, like, it's just so forced, and his dad to be like, your mom loved you. And then, like...
Well, because earlier in that movie, we found out his mom died in the elf The
Elf Wars?
No, the Angmar, which is Angmar, which is the Witch King of Angmar. He's the leader of the Nazgul. So it kind of all ties together, Chris. You just have to listen for it.
I'm so glad I'll never see Orlando Bloom as Legolas ever again.
You don't know that?
I do know that.
No, you don't?
I do know that.
You don't know that?
I know my boundaries and my limits, and I'll make sure that's something that I don't have to experience ever again.
Okay.
Do you have anything else on The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies?
Let me just double check my notes here. You didn't like when Legolas was flying on that bat?
No, I didn't. I wanted the bat to reach up and snag him and swallow him whole. Got also, it. Like, his look just kept changing. At one point, he had, like, super Roman Reigns contact lenses, like, 2015. And then he was paler, and then all of a sudden he kind of just looked like Orlando Bloom. Just what a waste of a fucking character and human being.
I don't have anything else for the movie.
Great, good.
Do you?
No. This, like I said... This was one of the most dreadfully agonizing movie experiences I've ever had because it was just so fucking boring. At the very least, like, it's the conclusion. At least make it, like, exciting, some, you know? And it's nothing. No, I don't have anything. I'm gonna go down. I'm going to give it a 2.
Oh, you're going down to a 2?
I'm giving it a 2. I'm lowering my score because you didn't do anything to convince me that I was wrong. The movie looks like shit. It has a couple performances that are fine, but there's so many fucking characters that you hardly get to see them at all. There's like at least interesting things that happen in terms of deaths, but they're hackneyed because you don't care about the characters or you're openly rooting against the heroic characters because of how bad they've been portrayed this whole time. This is just tedium. So I'm giving it a 2.
Oh boy, okay.
What is your...
I'm also changing my final score. I'm giving it a 10. No, I'm just kidding.
What is your score?
You've convinced me on a lot of it, and because of the whole Battlefield Earth thing, I'm also going to drop it significantly.
Well, no, so previously, I was positive this was the worst movie of all of them I've seen so far. You had this equal to the last movie.
Yeah, I know.
And you had it better than the first Hobbit movie.
Yeah, well, I was...
So contextualize it with your score.
Well, because I tried to explain, it was more of like a recency thing. Like, I really, really liked the ending. I thought the ending was honestly really beautiful. From the part when Gandalf is smoking the pipe and it's just silence and stuff throughout. Like, I really enjoyed that. And I did like the beginning of the movie. And I think I just forgot a lot about what was in between there. I did like some of the battle scenes and some of the action that was going on. But I do agree with a lot of the points that you've made.
What's your fucking score?
And the wereworms, you know, they did, if they had shown the life cycle of the wereworm... Did you say if it was... Do you think that they lay eggs or that they're mammals? And they just give birth to, like, the anaconda-sized wereworm to go for... 5.5.
What's your fucking score?
5.5.
I made you cut 2 points off.
Yeah. Well, Battlefield Earth made me cut 2 points off. Because now I can't unthink that.
Yeah, it's a kisser. A wicked pisser, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so that is a...
3.75.
3.75 for... Battle of Five Armies. Basically, according to our list, we have it in the same order, and I'm curious if the averages work out the same way. Let me add this to the master list, and I'll tell you right now. So our rankings of the 6 Lord of the Rings movies would currently be, from worst to best, The Battle of the Five Armies, An Unexpected Journey, The Desolation of Smaug, The Two Towers, The Return of the King, and The Fellowship of the Ring. I think that's accurate and correct. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
IMDb has it from worst to best.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of the Five Armies. Mm-hmm. Smaug and Unexpected Journey tied.
Okay.
Two Towers, Fellowship, Return.
I figure Return, yeah, is higher, but that's just a preference thing, so.
Yep.
next week we will finally say goodbye to J.R.R. Tolkien's bullshit with the animated Lord of the Rings movie, which will probably
was very talented.
Recap. Earlier, when I was like, we were supposed to watch a movie with Jillian today and just working on the house got out of hand, so we owe her. So we're going to try to watch E.T. with her this upcoming week. And also, we're going to watch the Lord of the Rings animated movie with her. And I was like, this will be easy. It's still 2 hours and 14 minutes.
You can't tell an epic like this in less than that time. But it's 2 hours and 14 minutes. But how long was this one?
2 hours and 25 minutes. No.
I mean, this telling of The Hobbit.
Oh, like fucking 7 hours.
Okay, so I mean, it's much shorter. It's going to condense a lot of stuff.
And we'll finally be done. And then it'll be Halloween season. And we'll finally watch the Quiet Place movies.
And then we can go see the Gollum movies when they come out in theaters.
No, have fucking fun.
No, you got to see them.
You can go with the Reals.
No, when it comes out.
No, I'm not doing it.
We're going to buy them. I won't go. And then we have to wrap it up.
I won't go.
Okay, fine. But I'm going to buy the DVDs.
I won't be there.
I'm going to buy the DVDs and then you have to watch them.
Have fun. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Married with Movies. We encourage you, as always, to go to the podcast.
Did you just die?
I'm exhausted. It's been a very long weekend, and I just had to talk about these movies again. So you know where we are. Follow us wherever you get any of your social media.
At Jam with Your Sam.
And at Your Host Mullet38 on Instagram. Patreon.com/ArcadeAudio for bonus content and ArcadeAudio.net. for all the other shows in our network. And I'm going to be in a grand mood for the next episode. I'm going to be fucking whistling Dixie. Because I'll be done talking about
what's our next episode going to be, though? Is it going to be The Quiet Place?
No, it's The Lord of the Rings. I'm just getting it over with.
Okay.
And then for the last episode of September, which will be September 30th, will be like our introduction in Halloween with The Quiet Place. Because the problem is we have episode 500 coming up, which is The Prestige, so we gotta, you know.
Nobody wants to watch that. Chris, can we just not watch it?
No, it's a Christopher Nolan movie. It's supposed to be fantastic. We never watched before. And
Is it the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Why did it even come? It's not Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium either.
But I thought, so like all those movies get confused, don't they? The Prestige gets confused with what?
The Illusionist. The Illusionist. Which we have watched.
Yeah, and then Dr. Megorium and Imagination, Parnassus. They all get muddled together. For a lot of people. Not me. I haven't seen this movie, so I don't know. I can't comment.
You'll comment in a couple weeks on our 500th episode. Groundbreaking, landmark, historic. Just because I have not killed you by now. But we're not there yet.
How many podcasts have you done 500 episodes for?
In my, this would be the second one, yes. No, just one.
A rock
we did not get to 500 a rock ass.
How many rock ass?
We didn't get to like a fucking 100.
I feel like you guys did a lot more than that. Y'all like to talk.
So do you, apparently.
For Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married with Movies. We'll catch you next time on our couch.
/ the movies.
Why are you so sour?
Because you're poking the bear. Or the, whatever the I am, the werebear, the snarkle beast, the...
The Emmys are on, do you want to...
Yes, anything else but talk to you.
's. Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.